Welcome dear learners, welcome in the last week of our course on academic writing. This week we will be discussing OER, and in this very first module we will be discussing uses of OERs. After completing this module, you will be familiar with the reasons of developing open educational resources, or reasons of using open educational resources. You will be familiar with the Indian OER basket and using the OER in your learning and research. As far as the lesson plan is concerned, we will be moving with the headings like who is involved, who uses it, what to develop at OER, why to share, why institutes, teachers be involved, OER in India, and using and searching OER in various OER platforms. So let us see very firstly, who is involved actually in the OER development, the major players. As far as the international agencies are concerned, OECD, CUL, what is UL? Commonwealth of Learning, UNESCO, WHO, these are the international agencies, major international agencies. Among the national agencies and universities and OER platforms, MIT in US, National OER Repository in India, Commonwealth Educational Media Center for Asia, SAMCA, that is a sister concern, that comes under the Commonwealth of Learning, then the MHRD, Government of India. Among the online platforms, independent platforms, YouTube, Wikipedia, OER Commons, Creative Commons, Moodle, etc. There are so many platforms. Now, who uses OER? Students within the institutions, students external to the institutions, self-learners, teachers, professors, academicians, and researchers. So a wide variety of learners are there, traditional and non-traditional. School going, college going, and who are working or who are just doing their household work. So, it has got the widespread approach, widespread coverage. Now, moving to the types of OERs, let's discuss what to develop as OER. In brief, it may be course, instructor resource, like in case of MIT, OpenCourseWare, Coursera, edX, Moodle, Blackboard, and other kind of service providers. Full distance course module like OpenLearn UK. Course modules, seminars can be developed. Now the learning objects may be developed as OER, like images, videos, audio, like video audio you can see in YouTube or other platforms, open textbooks like Wikibooks, journals, DOAJ. OER can be, as we discussed earlier also, as small as an individual picture or as large as an entire course. Whatever you know and which is factually correct can be developed into OER. Now let us discuss why. Why to share? Why it is needed? The OER. In detail we will see each and every aspect. The very first reason to adapt an OER is to address a particular teaching style or learning style, then to adapt for a different grade level, to adapt for a different discipline, to adjust for a different learning environment, to address diversity needs, to address a cultural preference, to support a specific pedagogical need, and to address either a school or a district standardized curriculum. So for these reasons, we need to adapt the OERs. We want to communicate effectively. We want to individualize the demand. We want to personalize the demand of the educational material. Various educational portals are very popular nowadays. Topper Learning, Byju's, these are the huge success story. These platforms are personalizing the education with respect to the learner. Let's see some major drivers of OER. Technological and economic drivers. Increased broadband availability is the very important factor. Now the hard drives have the very high capacity and processing speed is available with lower cost. Rise of technologies to create, distribute, and share content is there. There are the provisions of simpler software tools for creating, editing, and remixing. They are quite freely available. You can observe the decreased cost and increased quality of consumer technology devices for audio, photo, and video. So the technology has made it easier and cost-effective to develop OER. Now the next driver is social drivers. OERs are needed to expand access to learning for everyone, for traditional and non-traditional students, to promote lifelong learning for both the individual and the government. We need the OERs. The OERs are needed for these reasons. And to bridge the gap between the non-formal, informal, and formal learning. In OER development, teachers, researchers, and institutions should be involved. Why? Let's see why teachers and researchers should be involved. Number one factor, to get the altruistic motivation of sharing for personal non-monetary gain, like publicity, reputation within the open community, for free sharing. Because free sharing can be good for economic or commercial reasons. Sometimes it is not worth the effort to keep the resources closed. That's why the teachers should keep the resources open. And with the OERs, there is the possibility of increased opportunities for collaborations and academic alliances. Now, why institutes should be involved? Sharing knowledge is in line with academic traditions and a good thing to do. Educational institutions should leverage taxpayers' money by allowing free sharing and reuse of resources. Quality can be improved and the cost of content developed reduced by sharing and reusing. It is good for the institute's public relations to have an OER project as a showcase for attracting new students. There is a need to look for new cost recovery models as institutions experience growing competition. Open sharing will speed up the development of new learning resources, stimulate internal improvement, innovation, and reuse, and help the institution to keep good records of materials and their internal and external use. We discussed why there is a need of adapting OER. We will focus on the Indian OER basket in the next section.